Zimbabwe's security forces have been put on full alert to quash any violence at tomorrow's general election and say they will not let candidates declare victory before official results are known. President Robert Mugabe faces his toughest challenge of 28 years of power in the elections held amid a desperate economic crisis. Dennis Burton used to work for the BBC's Africa section and now participates in the Zimbabwe Vigil, which hosts weekly protests at Zimbabwe's embassy in London. He told Charles Collins that despite the lack of election violence, there will not be a free and fair election.
The election campaign has in fact been rather less violent than previous ones. There's a number of reasons for that. One is that there's growing dissatisfaction with the regime, even in the army and police force. The problem is that even though there's been rather less violence, the ruling elite has still refused to concede any public space to the opposition. The state-controlled media give very little coverage to the opposition candidates, and the police routinely refuse them permission to hold political meetings and continue to harass opposition activists. So the election campaign has left a lot to be desired.
Mugabe is 84 years old. Is the ruling party prepared for a post-Mugabe period when he does finally leave the scene?
Yes, I think, well, as President Clinton used to say, it's the economy, stupid, and that applies in Zimbabwe as well. The economy is in such a downward spiral that this alone will determine the end of the Mugabe regime. It's quite clear that the rigging will take place and he'll be returned to power, but he won't last for more than a few months. His own people will see that he's served his useful